Welcome. This lesson is titled Spirit DJ Friendly Transition. Compose and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. In this intermediate automation tutorial, you'll learn how to build a DJ-ready transition section, something a DJ can mix into or out of live, or that you can export as a loop. The focus is automation, device parameters, sends, master tempo, crossfader and utility gain, and device activators. We'll use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and show both clip and arrangement automation techniques. First, what you will build. By the end, you'll have a 32 to 64 bar DJ-friendly transition loop in a jungle slash old school drum and bass style. Chopped breaks with beat repeat stutter automation. Auto filter and EQ8 cutoff with send reverb automation to open the mix gradually. A small master tempo nudge to help beat matching. Crossfader and utility gain automation with track width automation to keep the section DJ safe and mono compatible. Macro mapped controls for quick performance recall. Let's walk through the step-by-step process. Keep a project tempo in the DNB range, for example 174 BPM, unless you're matching a specific release. Throughout, I'll reference the lesson title to keep you focused on the idea of a spirit DJ-friendly transition for Jungle DNB. A. Project and track setup. Start by creating the basic tracks. Make these tracks as audio or MIDI where appropriate. Breaks, an audio track. Drop an amen or other break sample here. Sliced breaks. Create this via sliced a new MIDI track from your break. Bass, a MIDI synth using wave-eatable or analog. Sub, an audio sign or a simpler instrument. Top perk slash hats, audio or MIDI as preferred. Add two returns, return A for reverb using stock reverb, and return B for echo. Group the drum tracks into a drum group with CMD slash control plus G. Group bass and sub into a bass group. This helps you automate and control sections collectively. B. Chop the break and make it loopable. Right-click the break audio and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient or 1/16 slicing to produce a drum rack of samplers. Edit the generated MIDI clip into a 4 to 8 bar groove that feels classic jungle, off-grid hits and rolls. Duplicate that clip to cover 32 bars in arrangement view by selecting the clip and pressing CMD slash control plus D. When you find a section you like, consolidate the range with CMD slash control plus J to create a single continuous clip that's easier to automate and export. C. Create an effects chain for the breaks on the breaks group. Insert an auto filter first. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff around 300 Hz. And set resonance modestly to about 0.15. After auto filter, add EQ8 to shape the top end, then saturator for bite, and then beat repeat for glitchy stutters. Place a utility before the group output to control gain and width. Wrap auto filter, beat repeat and utility in an audio effect rack and map key parameters to macros. Macro 1, filter cutoff auto filter frequency. Macro 2, beat repeat activator or interval slash gain. Macro 3, a gain or send parameter you want quick access to. D. Arrangement automation basic. Switch to arrangement view and press it to show automation lanes. Expand the breaks group track. Use the device chooser to select auto filter right arrow frequency and draw your filter automation on a long curve. For example, bars 1/16 automate 300 Hz up to about 6.5 kHz for a slow opening. Between bars 16-24 add a quick dip then open again for a punch. Use draw mode B for freehand or create breakpoints with the mouse for precision. E. Clip envelopes for micro motion. Double click your consolidated break clip and open clip view to the envelopes area. Choose a sample or device parameter such as sample start or transpose to add subtle micro variations inside the loop. Small values, a few samples or a couple semitones, give that old-school chopped feel without disrupting timing. Clip envelopes are perfect for motion that must remain loopable. F. Automating sends and reverb. For distance, reveal send A automation on the breaks track by selecting sends right arrow A. Draw automation so send amount rises across the transition. Low at the start, peaking around bar 20, then dropping back. This makes the break feel like it's moving into a wash at the transition peak. On return, you can automate decay time slightly to make the reverb bloom more at peak moments. G. Beat repeat and device activator automation. Set beat repeat with grid equals 1/16, interval equals 1/4, and chance equals 50% as a starting point. In arrangement, show the device activator button and automate it on only during your 4-bar stutter area. Toggling the device on and off gives a clean stutter without automating a dozen parameters. Alternatively, automate beat repeats grid from 1/16 to 1/32, in the last two bars to tighten repeats for a rolling feel. H, bass and sub automation for mono safety on your bass group, add utility and automate width. During the transition peak, reduce width to 0% to mono the low end for club compatibility. Widen again afterwards. Automate the sub track level gently if you want to reduce low end energy toward the end, making it easier for a DJ to mix without phase clashes. Use gradual curves, not abrupt cuts. I. Master tempo automation for gentle beat matching. Show the master track and create an automation lane for song tempo. Draw a subtle tempo move, for example 174 to 175.5 over 16 bars or 174 to 172 over 8 bars. Keep changes small, around plus or minus 1-2 BPM, so you help beat matching without audible warp artifacts. If you're automating tempo while audio plays, set important clips to complex or complex pro warp mode for smoother results. J. Crossfader and utility automation for mix-in slash out control. Assign outgoing transition tracks to crossfader and incoming tracks to B. Show crossfader automation and draw a slow move from A toward B across the transition if you want an A to B feel. Alternatively, or in addition, automate utility gain on drum and bass groups for surgical fades. Using the crossfader for DJ feel and utility for master level trim gives you fine control. K. Consolidate and render the transition loop. When you're satisfied, select the transition region and consolidate or export audio slash selected to render a stereo loop. Consolidation bakes arrangement automation into a clip and makes the loop portable for DJs. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-automate. Limit yourself to 3 to 5 focal automations. Avoid extreme tempo changes. They cause artifacts. Keep nudges small. Don't crank resonance on filters. Keep resonance around 0.10.3 unless you want a prominent ringing. Always mono the low end at cue points to prevent phase issues. If a parameter isn't automatable, place devices inside an effect rack and map them to macros. Consolidate and render clean loops so handing off to DJs is straightforward. Pro tips to streamline your workflow: map-related controls, filter cutoff, reverb send and drive, to one macro for single knob performance sweeps. Use device activator automation for instant on slash off switches. It's cleaner than automating many parameters. Create an emergency DJ macro map to utility gain for an immediate minus 18 dB rescue cut. Automate a small EQ dip around 200-400 Hz to carve space for an incoming track. Add small random clip envelope variations to avoid robotic repetition. Export multiple versions for DJs: a full tilt loop, a low-end rolled version, and a clean-out version. Mini practice exercise. Try this in 45 to 60 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM and load an amen break. Slice to new MIDI track. Build a 4-bar groove and duplicate to 32 bars. 2. Add auto-filter 24 dB low-pass to the breaks group and map frequency to macro 1. 3. Add beach repeat after saturator and automate its device activator to turn on only during bars 28 to 31. 4. Automate send A on the breaks track to ramp from minus 8 dB to minus 2 dB by bar 20 and back down by bar 30. 5. Add utility to the bass group and automate width from 100% to 0% between bars 24 and 28. 6. On Nastra, automate song tempo from 174 to 175 between bars 16 and 24. 7. Consolidate the 32-bar region and export a WAV loop. Recap: this lesson showed how to build a Spirit DJ-friendly transition in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB using stock devices and automation. Focus on auto filter cutoff, send levels, device activator toggles for beat repeat, utility gain and width, crossfader moves, and small master tempo nudges. Use audio effect racks and macros to simplify performance and consolidate or export a clear, DJ-ready loop. Finally, remember the purposeful automation mindset. Ask, what is the DJ hearing? Before you touch a knob, limit your focal automations. Use arrangement automation for one-off transitions and use clip envelopes for internal loop motion. Map key parameters into racks and macros for performance and export multiple DJ-friendly versions. Keep it musical, keep it DJ-aware, and keep your transition simple and meaningful. That's it. Now open live, set 174 BPM, and build your Spirit DJ-friendly transition.